This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barry's Verluga from the Washington Post will join us coming up in a little over an hour. That's coming up at 8:40. We'll talk Nats and Caps with him. So looking forward to that. Wanted to bring up a digital detox.
I like it.
I don't think I've ever done it.
A break from your smartphone can reboot your mood, EB.
All right, how so?
Researchers studied what happened when people agreed to block the internet from their smartphones for just 2 weeks.
Oh, no way I could do that.
And it turns out, this is a high number.
Yeah.
91% felt better after the break.
Yeah.
This is from a psychologist at the University of Texas at Austin. This is Adrian Ward. Quote, what we found is that people had better mental health, better subjective well-being, and better sustained attention.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
Has to be true. Yeah. My question would be, are you taking a break from the internet just on your phone? You know what I mean?
It says block the internet from their smartphones for 2 weeks.
Okay, from your phone, because you would still, like, let's say we were doing our job.
Yeah.
And people took away our phones, but you still had your laptop.
No, I can't. Listen, we can't do it for our job. It's we can't.
Although
never
we did it for our job for years, not many years, I but really, first 5 or 6 years of our show, we didn't have smartphones.
Yeah, but
we had the internet.
You had to use the internet.
I mean, you had a computer.
You can't do our job without being connected to the internet. It's impossible.
Right.
You got to be connected 24/7.
Correct.
That's just how it is.
No, you're correct. 100%.
Yeah, but the phone element, I think that is a welcome thing. Like I sometimes put away my phone for a couple hours, and it's refreshing because when you have it, you just get in that habit. I mean, you do it all the time, checking your stocks,
of course,
or you just check things.
It's just so available a minute or two
passes, and you check it.
Yeah.
And
I bring it to the bathroom with me.
It's butt entertaining. What's wrong with being entertained? Yeah. I love it.
Like you said,
it
hurts your brain in
for
some
you,
ways.
For you, it's addicting.
I mean, it's entertaining to me.
But I mean,
why are you so hostile about it?
Well, I understand the downside to it. I mean,
told you the downside. They've done studies, and it affects your brain.
Well, maybe it doesn't affect him.
Accurate? No, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it affects me and my attention span. There's no question about that. I'm sure I'm more distracted.
But also, like the reels, how long is each reel? 15 seconds? 20 seconds?
I mean, it could depend, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that feeds short attention span. Like, you better entertain me in 10, 12, or 15 seconds,
or you're out.
I'm moving on to the next thing.
Yes.
Yeah, they're designed that way.
I mean,
we have a buddy who's a clinical psychologist, and one of his specialties is internet addiction.
Yeah.
He deals with a lot of kids who are so addicted it affects their lives.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's why tons of school systems are trying to ban phones during school hours.
Well, at my daughter's school, that's the case.
Yeah.
And but you know what they do? They use their iPads and they email.
Yeah.
So they don't text each other. They email each other on their iPads.
Yeah.
So there's always
workarounds. You can't 100% eliminate it, but that's why the school systems are doing it, because they realize how distracting it is and how it affects the mental health of these kids.
Look, when we were early in the show, let's just say, the year 2002. I don't think we had cell phones. Maybe we did.
No, we probably did. Early.
We did.
In 2000,
did. Yeah. 100%.
We were in HFS. I think 2000. Yeah, we'd had.
We had a million
by
then.
We had those Blackberries before.
I remember my first
90s.
Cell phone. It was a. This is so funny. Sprint PCS. Do you remember? Does yes. anybody remember that?
Sure.
It had a pullout antenna.
Yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Jason had
but you didn't have the internet
one.
There.
No, but like,
you didn't have the internet there.
I had a cell phone. I felt like
you had a cell phone. But
you had a big ass laptop, big brick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but the story is about the cell phone.
Right. Smartphone.
That it's not really the same thing because the cell phone you can pull out while you're driving.
You take
can pull
away
out all
my
the time.
Cell phone, I'm just going to get on my iPad or I'm going to get on my computer.
You seem very hostile about this story.
I'm not hostile. I'm just saying.
You're not?
I'm not. No.
You're not angry?
No.
Hey, are you better at not texting or checking your phone while you're driving? Because I know you used to be pretty bad at that. And I got to be honest, sometimes I can be bad at it too, depending on if someone's texting me and I'm having like a conversation. And now I do a lot of voice texting.
Yeah.
But is voice texting illegal?
Probably.
I would think. Are you handling your phone while you're doing it?
Yeah, I'm speaking into it, but at least I'm looking at the road.
But that's technically against the
law. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I don't think I do a ton, but I have my thing up above my steering wheel so that when I ever am looking at my phone, I'm seeing both, the road, too. I'm telling you, it helps. Versus having it in your hand and doing stuff.
I can't tell you how many times I drive by somebody and that MF-er is looking down, driving 75 miles per hour.
The laws
looking down.
Have not discouraged people from distracted driving. Trust me, I see it all
I'm better
the time.
At it than I used to be, but man, it's some of these people, they just don't care. Yeah. That's how addicted they are to it.
I mean,
it.
I think I do a decent amount of voice texting, but voice texting is so brutal. It like... But, you know, it messes
know,
up
mess
a few
up the words.
The
spelling.
The punctuation's awful. It puts capital letters everywhere.
I know.
It looks like a run-on sentence.
I agree.
Voice texting sucks.
But that's what you kind of have to do.
I always say voice texting.
I try not to do it, but I'm kind of addicted to it.
So the detox, it takes 2 weeks to get the benefits. That's a long time. See,
it'll never happen.
But I
in
think
my
it'd
life.
Be.
It'll never happen.
Look, I use it all the time. I can be a distracted driver at times. But if you just made it the old school phone that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of us are willing to give up our phones for emergencies, for communication, if needed, right?
Like,
but if you
kids.
Took away the internet off my phone, it'd probably be a good thing.
Oh, I want the internet on my phone. Right. It's comforting.
It's
comfort food for me.
We're driving to New York. Dina drives half the way. When she's driving, what are we going to talk for 3 hours? I'm going to be on my phone for most of it.
She'll be doom scrolling Twitter.
You probably talk for 3 minutes.
I mean, we talk a little bit about the kids or whatever, and then you're on your phone.
Yeah.
When I'm driving, she's doing the same thing. It's just life. Not that great? I think it's important to not be on your phone when you're at the dinner table, when you're out at a restaurant. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things, mm-hmm. I think it's important for sure. But I don't have a problem.
Hey, Jason's on his phone right now.
Don't go to the hotel.
I'm texting about business. This is about business.
Let me just tell you this.
What business? A bet?
No, it's business.
If you get booked on one of the seasons of White Lotus going forward, don't bring your phone out into the common areas and start talking because people get bitter. Because it's like
I don't get the reference.
It's like a wellness retreat. You're supposed to detox from the internet and your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you break it out at the dinner table, it's distracting to people.
Did you watch episode two?
I watched episode two. Yes,
dude. Arnold Schwarzenegger's son is the horniest guy
he's
ever
so
on that
mega
show.
Horny. He's the horniest
but he's
guy
also,
on screen.
He's also creepy because he's commenting on his
he's very
sister's
creepy,
looks.
But it's funny that you bring him up because when I look at him on screen. When I look at his face, especially like from the nose up, you just see a young Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like he looks a lot like
genetics.
His
pop. Genetics.
But
genetics are a thing.
Genetics. His dad's mega horny. We know that his dad's mega horny.
Yeah.
So this infiltrates into his character. Probably in his real life too.
The
let's
longest
be honest.
Time I'm off my phone
when you're sleeping.
Is for sure when I'm sleeping, obviously. But you know, sometimes I wake up at 1 in the morning.
Other than that, probably golfing.
Golfing, but I use my phone to keep. it's actually annoying, but I use it to keep all my stats.
Okay, but other than that, you're not.
But then I'll see a text, and then I'll get tilted in the middle of my round because I saw a text. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Do you take it to go to the bathroom here?
No.
I don't either.
I do.
Cakes does.
I do. I take it and I go to the urinal.
If you take a whiz.
And I get. I pull my phone up.
No.
And I put it right in front of me.
But I might have it in my pocket.
And I do this. And it's very unhygienic.
But Drabby takes it in the shower with him.
I've never done that.
Every night.
Every
in
night.
The shower.
Every day, yeah.
Are you watching a show or what are you doing?
Being entertained.
Being entertained. YouTube, Twitter.
How long are showers?
Sounds like 15, 20 minutes.
15, 20 minutes.
Like, I go in the sauna.
All your phone, you could drop your phone in the deep end of a swimming pool. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I don't want to trust. I don't want to chance it.
This Android could go in the 10-foot deep section.
I take my phone into 210-degree sauna every day.
Really?
And
you might be right. I just don't want a chance.
That may be the case with the phones, but I know that when I went to Costa Rica, I took my laptop out and left it out on the porch,
yeah,
right near the rainforest. Yep. And you know what it did?
Pwned
my computer.
Killed it.
Dead.
I kind of envy the days when we didn't have all this stuff. I mean, I was perfectly happy.
Days are over.
If you want to figure out a year, 1999, we didn't have the cell phone, okay? It's perfectly happy and content.
Yeah, a lot more boring. I sit there, my wife she makes fun of me, but I'm laughing. I love to just watch reels and just see guys like falling down or some big fatty on a
slapstick humor.
Some big fatty on a diving board doing a double twister or something. I mean, I get a kick out of that stuff.
JP wants to go back to the days of more flaming. distractions.
I'm so entertained by this.
For me, I would rather just watch TV than scroll the internet.
TV guy.
You're a TV guy.
Yeah. He's a TV purist.
So I watched White Lotus last night with my wife and had a good time.
I have the TV on often. I don't really watch it.
But for JP, TV's replacing phone.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same
thing.
It's the same thing. Yeah,
I'll take away your TV for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. That would be harder. Well.
Yeah.
The only difference is TV's not like every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm with you. Take away the TV.
You can take away the TV for 2 weeks. Non-football season? No problem.
Okay, that's fine. But the phone is different because they've designed it to make your brain addicted to it. You know, that's why these people from all of these sites, whether it's Facebook or Twitter and others before them, have been before Congress talking about the design and the algorithms and all that stuff. There's science behind it. So there's some science you can disagree that says the detox would benefit you.
You could be right.
Is it going to benefit you if you just replace it with watching TV? I mean, it's the same thing.
You know what? Tell my wife that. My wife is addicted to Instagram.
Oh, she is.
And addicted to it. She'll sit there for 45 minutes on the couch.
And scroll.
And just scroll and just laugh.
Me too.
Like,
you know what? We should hang out.
I mean,
we can sit there and just laugh together.
She'll laugh like it's the funniest movie in the world, whatever she's watching.
I can't wait.
That's all she does is laugh.
I can't wait to send my kids funny reels.
I haven't laughed in years.
I try.
No, it's 100%.
Laughing is fun.
I can't do it anymore.
It's good for you.
You can't laugh anymore at anything?
No.
Hold on. Is this a revelation? You don't even laugh on this show?
Nope. I mean, I'll chuckle, but I haven't laughed more than 5 seconds in years.
Why, since your mom passed? Is that why?
It's a lot of stuff, man. I don't really want to get into why.
We're psychoanalyzing you now. Now you're on the couch,
dude,
baby.
Did you notice this? That is noticeable.
I can't
everyone
do it.
Says, I can't Jason do it. Doesn't smile in pictures. Now, that's been for
that's
decades.
Been for a while.
Can't fake smile, but yeah, that's true.
That's been since the origination of the show.
But hold on,
I haven't laughed in a long time.
That's really not healthy.
Tell me about it.
Here's my recommendation.
Think I'm not on meds?
I don't know what you're on.
Oh, I am.
Here's my recommendation. If you want to laugh.
I can't. My body, nothing is that funny to me anymore.
Listen to me.
Nothing's funny.
Watch.
I'm not like this movie. It used to be.
If you watch this movie and you don't laugh at least a few times for more than 3 or 4 seconds, then you're a lost cause. Role Models. Have you ever watched Role Models?
I don't know.
I love that movie.
Paul, it's very funny.
Paul Rudd?
It's very funny. You love Paul Rudd.
I think Jason would. I actually don't think Jason would be into it.
I was hanging out with Paul Rudd in the swimming pool at Atlantis.
Yeah, my recommendation.
We were talking about the Kansas Jayhawks.
Fire up Role Models.
True story.
I think it came out in 2009, 2010. It's laugh out loud funny. Right.
He's not going to like it because it has
find
to
find my five funny.
Have to do with
I can't believe that's your cure. You think McLovin is going to cure Bishop? Yeah.
You think McLovin's in role models?
Whatever.
What are you talking about over there?
Jason's opening up for the first time in years about his severe depression. You're trying to get him to watch role models.
I'm trying to
give
him a solution. But isn't that about cosplay? He's not going to be into that.
I don't even know what cosplay is. I always see that word. What does that mean?
Well, just like the people playing? That dress up. Yes.
Yeah, that's a very small
subplot.
I would
never dress up. That's what I'll never do. I'll never dress up.
I'm just trying to get the guy out of his doldrums.
I didn't know Lurch doesn't laugh. You don't even laugh at home, ever? Your wife doesn't make you laugh? Nothing? Nothing? Kids don't make you laugh?
She makes me bitter sometimes.
What about your kids?
My kids will say, they say something.
When you're drinking.
Well, drink it.
Really. That makes it worse. It's a depressant.
Somber, I would think.
Yeah.
Can somebody
I drink
make,
to forget about
can
things.
Can we do a bit? Can we do a bit? Make Jason laugh.
Yes.
Come on.
You know how bad the calls are going
to
be?
No. We need.
That'll make me laugh.
We need to do that in studio. We need to
bring guys in.
Bring
here.
Guys who are
and
funny.
Not the fat comedian.
Not Big John.
Not John.
Like real funny people.
You'd have to get in like Rich Voth. Rich Voth.
Oh, yeah. He makes you laugh. You do laugh at him.
We'll see on Thursday. Ari Spears will be in studio. I bet you he can make Jason.
Hold on. Ari Spears.
He's
been in studio before. He ain't going to make Jason.
Hold on a second.
Ari Spears. He ain't going to make Jason.
I think he might.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure
maybe
out.
He's African American. Like he wears this hat.
I thought you meant like Ari Shaffir. I'm getting
no, Spears.
Ari mixed up. Ari Spears.
Ari Shaffir.
Okay,
Ari Shaffir. I like. He ain't gonna make
Ari Shaffir. Big Jew.
Yeah, that is correct.
He's not gonna. No.
Big on mushrooms
but see,
and like
Matt,
gummies.
Matt,
too.
Here's the thing. I can fake laugh. So if there's
fake. I want a real genuine.
Like if Ari
laugh.
Spears says something and you guys all chuckle or laugh like it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll fake it, but deep down, that's not funny.
Right.
All right, hold on. I got to Google this.
Man,
I didn't know that you were that.
Won't laugh or can't laugh.
I didn't know you were that broken. Hold on, let me see. Hold on.
A pretty serious affliction.
Hold on.
I've been a different person since my mom died.
Yeah.
Not a lie.
Okay. Why?
And I understand that you guys have all had to deal with the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not these guys, but us.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
It sucks.
Yeah.
It's.
Hold on. I mean, why? What's the question I want to ask Google?
Why won't Jason Bishop laugh?
Why won't a person laugh anymore?
Case is just laughing at the
question. Why do you think I endorse BetterHelp?
Because they pay you.
Yeah. I wish I endorsed them.
That's not the reason. I mean, yes, that's the reason.
I would
but
do it.
When I talked to the person who was doing this.
All right, hold on. It says.
I told him it was a good fit.
If your nervous system doesn't. Hold on. If your nervous system activation increases over your lifetime, chances are you'll lose your capacity for spontaneous laughter. You've lost your nervous system activation. What does that mean?
I'm sure we know.
I'm just reading MyStrength.com.
Well, there's probably a billion different reasons.
Yeah.
All right. I don't laugh anymore. Five steps to laugh again.
Role models, number one.
Hey, there was a chuckle from Jason.
Got me.
All right. Make friends with fun people. None of your friends are fun. I mean, we're fun.
I mean, we're the funnest people.
Fun.
We're the funnest people you know.
I laugh every day.
I don't laugh when you laugh.
All right. Two, watch comedy. Do you watch anything funny?
No, he talked about Sicario Narcos.
I watched the first three episodes of Reacher.
Laugh at yourself. Can you laugh at yourself? I mean, you're a clown.
No.
You can't laugh at yourself. Find humor even in bad situations. No, he can't do that. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you're lost.
Hopeless.
Dude, I'm almost 55.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
over.
It's over, Johnny.
That's got to stay healthy.
All right, our nation's.
I'm not that worried about not laughing.
Our nation's heroes and Jason apparently need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy, too. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes today. We need your support today. That's the PurpleHeartFoundation.org.